Mr. Bolton does not want to hear opposing views, these officials said. Abhors leaks and wants to control everything that flows to the president. But the result is that there is not much consideration of options and, more important, the risk of escalation, according to these people. The Pentagon declined to comment on Mr. Bolton's request for military options, saying in a statement, the Department of Defense is a planning organization and provides the president military options for a variety of threats, routinely reviewing and updating plans and activities to deal with a host of threats, including those posed by Iran, to deter and, if necessary, to respond to aggression. A senior administration official said the United States would continue to pursue the withdrawal of Iranian-backed forces from Syria and a political solution in that country. He said that the United States was leaving a contingent of American troops at the Al-Tanf base in south-central Syria as a deterrent to Iranian movements in that region. The past few days have been turbulent for Mr. Bolton. He traveled to Turkey to present a list of conditions for the Syria withdrawal, including a pledge by the Turks not to attack America's Kurdish allies in Syria. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan rejected that demand and refused to see Mr. Bolton. On Sunday, Mr. Trump backed up his national security advisor, declaring on Twitter that the United States would devastate Turkey economically if they hit Kurds. With Mr. Pompeo overseeing the nuclear negotiations with North Korea and taking a prominent role on China policy, Mr. Bolton has made Iran the heart of his focus as national security advisor. He scored an early victory when Mr. Trump withdrew from the nuclear deal negotiated by his predecessor, Barack Obama. Mr. McMaster, backed by Mr. Mattis and former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, had talked Mr. Trump out of withdrawing from the deal on multiple occasions. Even Mr. Pompeo tried to salvage the deal with the Europeans in the days before the president's decision. In March 2015, when Mr. Obama was negotiating the agreement, Mr. Bolton called for a military strike on Iran, writing in the New York Times that diplomacy would never prevent it from acquiring nuclear weapons.